You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Pinterest has updated its search algorithm to help users find more local content. Research has revealed that British professionals prefer to be contacted via email more than any other method. And the programmatic advertising market in New Zealand has just received a significant boost. The image-based website Pinterest has updated its search algorithm to help users find more local content. When users in certain countries search for a word, they will now be shown pins that are written in their language and contain links to websites in that language. The website has also introduced search suggestions and a spell-checking feature. So far, the update is affecting users in Germany, France, Portugal, Brazil, and Japan, but it's expected it'll be eventually rolled out worldwide. Pinterest has reported that the update has had a significant positive impact, with users in the affected countries now discovering and pinning twice as many local pins as before. Pinterest is one of the most popular image-sharing websites in the world, with around 100 million users, 85% of whom are female. British professionals prefer to be contacted via email more than any other method, according to research by Adobe. A staggering 63% said that email was their preferred medium for brands to get in contact with them, with physical mail coming in a distant second place with just 20%. Social media, app and text message came third, fourth and fifth respectively, with just 5% of British professionals saying they favoured these contact methods. The British love affair with email is well documented. Research by Movable Inc. revealed earlier this year that reading emails was the most common activity for UK internet users. Almost 80% said they'd check their emails in the previous 3 months, with visiting websites for personal interests coming in second place with around 70%. The launch of the Kiwi Premium Advertising Exchange, or CAPEX for short, has been hailed as a transformative move for programmatic advertising in New Zealand. Programmatic ads are those that are automatically bought and placed by software rather than by humans. CAPEX will allow advertisers to engage in programmatic advertising with their ads being placed on quality local publishers such as MediaWorks, Fairfax Media, TVNZ and NZME. CAPEX's CEO commented on the launch, saying, "It's an exciting initiative and the first time NZ Media companies have pulled their inventory to provide the necessary scale for a private marketplace. Advertisers want the efficiency of real-time bidding and the certainty that their ads will appear in brand-safe environments next to quality New Zealand content." People in Iran can now buy from international e-commerce sites such as eBay and Amazon. Previously, Iranians had not been able to buy from international retailers because there were no delivery channels set up to import e-commerce goods from abroad. Now, the Iran Post company has signed a deal with the logistics firms DHL and TNT Express to deliver items bought from foreign eBay and Amazon sites into the country. It's also thought that the deal will allow Iranian businesses to send items abroad, opening up the country to the rest of the world. The move seems to be a change in direction from the country's usual mistrust of foreign websites. Earlier this year, Reporters Without Borders criticized the Iranian government for its increasingly strict censorship of websites and mobile apps in the country. And finally, research by ANCOM has revealed the internet landscape in Romania. Around three quarters of Romanian households have a smartphone, around half have a laptop, and around a third have a tablet. Looking at people who have a smartphone, over three quarters go online using the device every day or almost every day. The research also revealed the most popular activities for mobile internet users in Romania, with browsing, social media and email coming out on top. Instant messaging was also very popular. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.